This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Sydney's Senior Services, where they never charge for their service. Chris Wiley in from the Roseburg Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So back for a new year, and now that we're through the holiday break with school and all of that, we thought we'd check in with the library to see what's going on and how you're doing it.
Well, we're doing great. Services are really status quo at this point. We continue with our drive-up pickup service, and we transitioned at the holidays to Tuesdays, and we're going to continue with that. That seems to be working well for everyone. So it's actually this afternoon from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So how does that work?
What we do is ask folks to place holds on materials by noon on Tuesdays, and they can go onto their library account or they can give us a call at 541-492-7050 or email at library@cityofroseburg.org. We pull all of those books that people want. We check them out to people, and then we have them waiting in our lobby. At 3 o'clock, we ask people to drive up on the Fowler Street side of the building, drive straight ahead, stop in front of the library. There are signs along the way, and call that phone number. We actually bring your books out to you. You don't have to leave your vehicle unless you want to drop off materials in our book drop.
Are other libraries doing things similar?
It's very common for libraries to have transitioned to some form of curbside service. Sometimes lobbies are open. Sometimes there's drive-up service. There's just a variety of ways. It's really awesome. I think I mentioned to you one time, there's a library that has a bank building. And so they use the old drive-up to deliver books. I think that's fantastic. We're doing what works best for our building.
So people can do that now. Do they still have time to reserve books for today?
Absolutely. Get them in by noon today, and then we'll pull them, and they'll be ready for you between 3 and 6.
So what else is going on?
We still have lots of programs happening, even in these uncertain times. Our programs are on Facebook right now, and we have story times Wednesday at 10:30, and that's Aurora, our youth services librarian, does story time every Wednesday at 10:30, and then every other Saturday, Mark Breckenridge, our library aide, does musical story time, and that is actually this Saturday, so it's every other Saturday at 10:30, and those are both on Facebook, and those are very popular. Unfortunately, one of our main ways of connecting with kids is through story time. Transitioning to online hasn't been ideal, but people have been very understanding, and we've learned some new skills on how to get these things published and out to folks.
How long do these story time programs tend to last?
Anywhere from about 12 to 20 minutes. It's sort of a bite-sized program for the little ones. They're really ideal for preschoolers up to 6 and 7 years old.
And you're able to archive them, though, correct, so that they're available later, too?
That's right. If you go onto our Facebook page, you can look at the videos, and they're all archived at this time. And I should say most are archived at this time, because once in a while, we use a song in musical story time, or we use a story that can't, according to the publisher's restrictions, can't be saved.
So what else should people know about the library right now?
Well, right now we're working furiously reading to get ready for our Friends at Five book exploration event in partnership with Blue Zones Project, and that's next Tuesday night at 5:30, and Aurora Oberg, Katie Fisher, our rare participant, and I will just be bombarding people with lots of books that we've read published since August. It's been fun to read different genres. I discovered a cozy mystery. Don't read a lot of cozy mysteries, but discovered a fun one. I really read an amazing book called World of Wonders that I can't wait to share. I picked it up because I judged it by its cover. Who doesn't do that once in a while? It turned out not only was the cover beautiful, but the storyline was fantastic.
Yeah, it's interesting to talk to a librarian. It just makes me think of this, that as you're doing this as a professional, but you still have your personal interests in different types of books that you like to read, and maybe some that you don't so much.
And I really tend to stay in my lanes. We kind of all have our interests, which is great for us because we read different kinds of books at the library, and so we can tap each other's knowledge and interests. I tend to read mysteries and general fiction with some nonfiction, primarily around the history genre, but we have someone who's into sci-fi and fantasy, and of course Aurora's reading youth books from birth all the way up through high school, and then everybody else fills in around that. So it's a lot of fun to talk books, not only with staff, but with the public.
And so for the library, as things have evolved, and this was really available even before all of the current things we're dealing with, is the fact that you can go in and access materials online.
It's been huge for us. We are staying very steady right now with our electronic books checkouts for people. And our circulation of physical materials has declined. And that makes sense because you can't go in and browse anymore. But people continue to get library cards from us just so they can access our online platforms. We do have OverDrive and Cloud Library, and we continue to issue cards through email. So you can email us at library@cityofroseburg.org. Can I say one more thing about today? I remembered that today is the last day of our craft giveaway during the winter reading program, and Aurora has snow globes that she and Katie have put together for folks, and they'll be in bags. You just drive up, and when you call us, tell us you want craft kits. They're great for elementary age up through middle grades. Anybody's welcome to take them and have fun.
Well, you guys certainly have a lot going on.
We do, and our winter reading program is ending this week, and there's a whole explanation of how it works with logs for the youth, and we have a map for the adults, and that's at rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Click on the winter reading program link.
All right, Chris Wiley, library director, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.